A divisional matchup, an NFC West division matchup on Monday night as the Rams play the 49ers. This is Scout En Route on the Landry Football Podcast Network. Excited to be with you. Excited to talk about this game. We're reminded again that Jimmy Garoppolo and this Niners offense is going to have to rely on the running game. If they put too much on him like they have in the past, they're going to struggle. Now, we know that Trey Lance is gone for the year, and we know his development going forward is going to be intriguing, but we know why they've tried to move on. The Niners are clicking on the ground through the air and on defense. He's certainly got limitations in terms of playmaking ability. I think he manages the game pretty well. I think they've got to play better defensively. Matthew Stafford, on the other hand, has struggled. The Rams should be probably the favorites in this game. They look like the better team. They're finding ways to run the football. They are playing cleaner football. The quarterback play is going to be key here. I mean, you know that Stafford can turn the football over, but you know he can make big plays. You know both of them are coming off injuries. I think this game might be a little different than people think, or maybe I don't know what people are thinking about it, but I think it's going to be grinded. Close physical game. I think it's going to come down like most of the games that these two teams play. Look for the better overall defense to maybe step up, make some plays. Maybe it is the Niners in this game, but we'll see. It's certainly going to be a good strategic matchup, but I kind of see it more the 24-21, 2017-ish type of game, which probably means there'll be points a million in it. But I really see these two teams establishing the run, trying to attack the defenses, and trying to avoid the turnovers, because turnovers cost you in most games. It'll definitely cost you here because the lack of explosiveness on offense, I think, is apparent. I'd give the Rams a little bit of an edge in terms of offensive explosiveness, but I would give the Niners a defensive edge. Where do I see this game ultimately going? Check out LandryFootball.com for the final thoughts and more detailed film room analysis where we take you inside this game and all the games. Take advantage of our football season sale today. And make sure that you subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network where you can catch all of our football shows right there. But for right now, let's head on over, get the route to victory with our Vegas Insider.
I'm John Jansen, and this is the route to victory in betting the Monday Night Football Rams and 49ers Week 5 divisional matchup. Yeah, it's a great game. These two teams played three times last season, obviously two during the regular season. Both went to San Francisco, and then the final one coming in the NFC Championship game, in which the Rams, of course, won, would go to the Super Bowl and become the Super Bowl champs. Things have looked a little bit different to start this season, though, for both teams as well. Now, the Rams had the better record, 2-1, San Francisco 1-2, but not a great start for either team. And the Rams have won their last two games. They didn't start off well in Buffalo, but all they've beaten is Atlanta and Arizona, and Arizona without DeAndre Hopkins has not looked necessarily good. I know the 49ers are going through their problems, and I think those are going to be highlighted more because the biggest change has been quarterback, and that's been the big question with them. And look, we talk about quarterbacks a lot. Quarterbacks are the main attraction for an NFL game, but San Francisco hasn't really had good quarterback play. Trey Lance didn't start off the season very well against Chicago. Then Seattle, he gets hurt. In comes Jimmy Garoppolo, has a decent game. Then looked horrendous against the Denver Broncos. So quarterback play has been sort of an issue for the 49ers. However, though, if I were to say a team that's maybe looked like themselves more, I would say that San Francisco. A little bit of turmoil, yes, at quarterback, but I think that's going to stabilize over time the way it has in the past. But San Francisco doing exactly what they want. They run the ball very well. They're one of the best rushing teams in football, and I think Kyle Shanahan has one of the best running schemes in all of football. And they've ran the ball for 151 yards so far in three games. Yes, they haven't averaged over 200 yards passing, but I think that's, again, going to stabilize over time. They have great playmakers on offense. They're only averaging 15.7 points per game, but I like the way they looked, and they're great defensively. only giving up 78.7 rush yards per game this season. And that's the biggest difference with the Rams. The Rams are good when they can run the ball. That hasn't been the case. I think this offense, despite putting up 20 points per game, which is better than San Francisco's 15.7, still, that 20 points per game is not inspiring. It's not a good number. And they're not running the ball, only averaging 72.3 yards per game rushing. This is a team that needs to run the ball well, plays well off the play action. Right now, they're getting by just off of Stafford being pretty good and Cooper Kupp being one of the best receivers in the league. That's not going to work against this San Francisco defense. They only allow under 200 yards passing and, again, 78.7 yards rushing per game that they allow. This San Francisco team has, I think, looked more like themselves, and I think they will even more on Monday night against the Rams. Give me the 49ers at home. I'll take them over the Rams here on Monday Night Football, and you can get them right now laying 1.5 against the Rams. That is the route to victory this week. For more routes, check out the Sports Betting Stack wherever you listen to your podcasts.